The Book of Jeremiah, Chapter 14. The word of Yahweh that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought. Judah mourns, and its gates languish. They sit in black on the ground. And the cry of Jerusalem has gone up. And their majestic ones send their little ones to the waters. They come to the cisterns and find no water. They return with their vessels empty. They are put to shame and confounded, and cover their head. Because of the ground which is cracked, for no rain has been in the land, the plowmen are put to shame, they cover their heads. Yes, the hind also in the field calves and forsakes her young, because there is no grass. And the wild donkeys stand on the bare heights, they pant for air like jackals. Their eyes fail because there is no herbage. Though our iniquities testify against us, work for your name's sake, O Yahweh, for our backslidings are many, we have sinned against you. O you hope of Israel, its Savior in the time of trouble, why should you be as a sojourner in the land, and as a wayfaring man who turns aside to tarry for a night? Why should you be as a man frightened, as a mighty man who can't save? Yet you, O Yahweh, are in the midst of us, and we are called by your name. Don't leave us. Thus says Yahweh to this people, even so they have loved to wander, they haven't refrained their feet, therefore Yahweh does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and visit their sins. And Yahweh said to me, don't pray for this people for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry, and when they offer burnt offering and meal offering, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. Then I said, ah, sovereign Yahweh, look, the prophets say to them, you will not see the sword, neither will you have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. Then Yahweh said to me, the prophets' prophecy lies in my name. I did not send them, neither have I commanded them, neither did I speak to them. They prophesy to you a lying vision and a psychic reading and a thing of nothing and the deceit of their own heart. Therefore thus says Yahweh concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, and I did not send them. Yet they say, sword and famine will not be in this land. By sword and famine will those prophets be consumed. And the people to whom they prophesy will be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. And they will have none to bury them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness on them. And you will say this word to them, let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and don't let them cease. For the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach, with a very grievous wound. If I go forth into the field, then, look, the slain with the sword. And if I enter into the city, then, look, those who are sick with famine. For both the prophet and the priest go about in the land and have no knowledge. Have you completely rejected Judah? Has your soul loathed Zion? Why have you struck us and there is no healing for us? We looked for peace, but no good came. And for a time of healing, and look, dismay. We acknowledge, O Yahweh, our wickedness and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. Do not abhor us for your name's sake. Do not shame the throne of your glory. Remember, don't break your covenant with us. Are there any among the vanities of the nations that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Are you not He, O Yahweh, our God? Therefore we will wait for you have made all these things.